This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Aside from sleep, there's nothing more life-sustaining than our consumption of food. What enters the digestive system has powerful effects on our health and well-being. Over the years, expert recommendations on what foods can make us healthy have shifted. In 2010, a careful decision was made to move the recommendation process away from relying on experts sitting in a room making pontifications toward relying on rigorous scientific evidence. It's now 5 years later, meaning that it's time for the next U.S. dietary guideline recommendations for how we can eat our way to better health. These guidelines have a large impact on everything from school lunches to disease reduction programs like diabetes management, setting future research agendas, and even hospital food, if you want to call that stuff food. My point is that these recommendations are not just silly policy papers. They are influential, and we need to trust them. But we can't. At every step of the way, there's been a disregard of the best scientific evidence and assuring that decisions are made without conflicts of interest. Now, we ignore medical research that's funded by cigarette companies because it's likely biased and one-sided. I teach my medical students to take with a grain of salt any research that's funded by a drug company. But a large majority of the dietary advice published in the new recommendations are not based on evidence from the Nutrition Evidence Library, a nonpartisan, non-commercial evaluation group. In fact, according to a well-documented report in the BMJ, not only do the members of the committee have major conflicts of interest by taking money from industry groups or belonging to groups that take money, but the committee has systematically ignored well-done research that challenges conventional thinking. The result is that long-standing nutritional recommendations have not been adequately challenged, perhaps because of a fear of upsetting the powerful food industries and lobbying groups, those from meat and egg and more. It takes courage to challenge conventional thinking, yet the health of the public depends on open-minded experts questioning orthodoxy and challenging the power and sneakiness of self-serving interests. You know, it's also worth asking why the BMJ, a hugely respected British medical journal and not a U.S. medical journal, was the only medical journal bold enough to question the findings of this influential dietary group. Sorting through dietary studies is confusing and time-consuming. Reports often conflict with each other. It is for this reason that Americans depend on experts to advise and inform. We need complete transparency of the process leading to dietary recommendations. We need full disclosure of each committee member's consulting gigs, their research funding, and their outside advisory work. And we need the committee to have a strong devotion to the scientific process. Nothing short of this is acceptable. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.